We're now recording.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's JAS call on Friday the 27th of May. We have Rafik Damak, Carlton Samuels, Tijani Benjema, Carlos Aguirre, Elaine Pries, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. From staff, we have Carla Valente, Glenda Saint-Géry and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies today from Sébastien Bachelet, Alex Kakuru, John Rahman Khan, and Boudouin Chambé, as well as Tony Harris. Cheryl Langdon-Aura will be joining shortly, and if I can just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Rafik and Carlton.
Thank you, Gisela. Thank you for everybody for joining today's call. As agenda, I think it will be like the last one, but not with discussion about meeting with board and GAG members. If you see the last email sent by Sintra and Evan, we have now a new space, the version 3 of our report. It's the second milestone report, redlined with the missed part according to our charter. So we are going to continue working on them. Unfortunately, I don't think that we have Ivan and Sintra on the call, but we will try to work on. Ivan, you are here. Okay. So just before moving to that, I would like to ask Olivier if there is any update about that meeting. Just an update. We are not going really to discuss about that, but if there is any update about the meeting between the JAS Working Group, board, and GAG members.
Thank you very much, Rafik. Yes, thank you very much, Rafik. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc for the record. We had, both Stéphane and I received an email from Kasim, who on the board, who asked us whether he could have a meeting, and in fact several board members could have a conference call with not only the JAS but also with the GAC, common conference call with all of us, basically. So this, of course, is something which might be tricky because of the terms of the charter, which we're saying that any communication with the board would have to be through the chartering organizations. We had a vote on Tuesday during the ALAC monthly call to allow for this meeting to take place, and the vote was unanimous to say yes. The email to Kasim is going out today, and what we will propose in the email is for this common meeting of any interested participants, common call of interested participants to take place during one of the regularly scheduled call times, which is either on Tuesdays or on Fridays. And I believe there are three or four left until the Singapore meeting, so the earlier the better. But we will give him a choice. I think that's the current status. More soon, I guess. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. That's, I think that's positive. But I guess we will need for the green light from the GENASO side. But we count on you to manage that with Stefan, the chair of the GENASO.
If I may add to this, then, with regards to the GNSO, and it's Olivier again for the record, with regards to the GNSO, the response from Stefan was that there was doubt that this could take place because the report has not even been considered yet or not been ratified by the GNSO. That is expected to happen not before, is it the 6th of June? You might know better than I do the dates.
Ninth.
So that leaves it very late. And, there has been no response beyond that on the GNSO side. It is the view in ALAC that we should proceed anyway. The JAS is such an important subject, and it is an integral part of ICANN's policy And what we're dealing with here is not policy at all, in fact. Sorry, it's implementation. So it's not, it doesn't need to go through a PDP process. Others might want to chime in on this. I don't know the exact details. Yes, I see Alan's hand is up.
Now my hand was up for another item. I'll make one comment on this one, though. Although it may make no sense to say the ALAC will allow the Jazz Group to talk to the board, but the GNSO cannot, it is under the terms of our agreement, and I don't see how, you know, they can be unhappy about it, and they will be. But I think that's the limit of it right now.
Sorry, I'm not on Adobe Connect. Could you put?
Yeah, Ivan, please go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, I would simply note that based on previous activity, that we really don't have much of a choice. Arguably, we are still waiting for the GNSO to approve the first milestone report. So it's this kind of thing is if we want to have something done before Singapore, we really had no choice but to have ALAC move like this.
Okay, Alan, you still want to comment or just?
Well, no, I said I have a related but a different subject, so I'll wait for this discussion to finish first.
Okay, I think that we don't have so much to do. It's up to our chatting organization, and I guess we need to move to the next item if
okay.
There is no objection.
No, okay. As I said, this one is related, however. There is a motion that has been put on the agenda for the next meeting to accept the Jazz report, in the next GNSO meeting, to accept the Jazz report. That motion is almost surely going to fail because it requires a majority of both houses, and it's not likely to get a majority of the contracted party's house. That will leave the paper in the same state as the previous one that is not acted on.
Alan,
yes?
Sorry, this is Evan. I just have one question for you. This isn't even a motion to approve or endorse of anything. They can't even pass a motion to acknowledge receipt?
They can if that's what the motion says, but I believe the current motion, it says more than that. Rafiq is the one who made it. He can confirm.
Okay.
For the motion,
I've seen the motion. The motion has more than the accepted motion. The motion says that they must endorse.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and opening for public comment, etc. So,
yeah.
And also asking if the staff to start investigating, etc. It's really long. I'm not sure if you want that.
No, I wasn't trying to. I don't want to discuss that motion. The motion is what it is. It was already made. I'm simply pointing out it will likely be rejected. I can't see it being accepted at this point.
Yeah, as
okay.
It is now, it's really hard that it will be accepted.
Okay. The point, may I get to the end?
Yeah.
I would suggest that, yes?
Yeah, please go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I would suggest that that a motion be put. I can't make motions in the GNSO. Rafiq is the only one on this call who can. That a motion be put to reject the Jazz report. I believe that one will fail also because it will not receive a majority of both houses. What I'm saying is the GNSO, I want the GNSO to be forced to get off the wall and either accept it, reject it, or acknowledge that there is no way it can act. And I believe that would be useful to demonstrate that the current way things are working is not acceptable within the GNSO. There's too much opportunity for stonewalling and for no action at all on things which everyone doesn't agree on. And so I ask Rafiq or anyone else to either comment on this or consider it, because otherwise we're back in the form that the GNSO doesn't accept something, but they don't reject it either. And we're in a never-never land forever. Okay.
Okay. Just to I think That's my, I can predict. I think that motion will be amendment from the contracted parties. I'm not sure what they are discussing now, but sure they will ask for amendments, but it's still not sure that they will vote, they will approve that motion. But if we ask, I think, GNSO Council to vote either for to reject or approve clearly the report, I think that will be a good clarification, because many times I heard, especially from the contracted party, saying that they are supporting our work, but maybe with such motion we will have, they have really to prove if they are really supporting or not the jazz work. I'm not sure that is politically correct, but we can try to proceed like this. Alan, maybe we can continue the discussion.
Okay. I mean, it's going to be deferred. That would be deferred till the next meeting, which is the Singapore meeting, which is not bad to have it done in public at that point, perhaps.
But it will be interesting if they will try to defer again, because it's not really usually.
If you make a new motion, that one will be deferred. This one cannot be deferred.
I'd like to make a point of order in saying that, you know, it's kind of pointless to discuss GNSO politics in this meeting. We have a job to do about applicant support, and the GNSO will do what the GNSO will do, and AILAC will do what AILAC will do, and let's do what we're supposed to do, which is work on applicant support.
Evan, I raised it in this meeting because I was interested if anyone in this group had any pro or con comments. It is a strategy issue, and I'm normally the one who says let's get back to substance, but this one I felt it was important to raise, but not to talk further about it unless people have very strong feelings one way or another. Thank you.
Got it.
Okay. I think that we can move to you to the next item, and maybe Ivan, do you want just to read to give some clarification, and so we can maybe really to plan what we can do if we will proceed like we did before.
Because I'm not on Adobe Connect, so essentially I'll just give you an update of what Centra and I have been doing. Essentially, based on the results of the last call, we took away from that the intent was to use the second milestone report that has already been approved, set in stone with all its rough edges, and sent to the sponsoring organizations who have then made their various choices what to do with it. But we now have a second milestone report that is there, it is in stone, and it has now become the frame of reference for a third report. Whether this is a milestone report or a final report is up to the judgment of this working group and not to the people that are doing the wordsmithing. But the goal is to start with the final version of the second milestone report. We put as an addendum to it the immediately following comments that have been received. And so the first intention is to specifically identify those sections of the milestone report as it exists that need clarification, that need extra detail, that need fleshing out. And once we have then figured that, once we've done all that, then there is a second task to then assign to this working group, either in whole or in subteams, to attack those particular redlined areas with the intention of refining it, detailing it, and generally getting rid of the rough edges and making it a more complete a complete recommendation of what we want to see happen. That's all I have to say about it right now, unless anybody has questions or comments.
Just to say that it's maybe just the third version of the milestone report. I think we need to think that it will be a final report, because we are working to finish the task in our charter. If there is other extension, it will be something else, but that is just a comment.
I don't say I would disagree with you, but as we found out the last time around, we didn't. The original idea was not that the second milestone report at one point was also intended to be a final one. So because the bodies that are interested in this, because we've heard specifically from board people, from GAC people, that there is an interest in this that goes well beyond the chartering organizations, there may be factors that we can't even consider right now that may have an effect on the direction that this group takes. So that's the only reason why I didn't say final. We know that it's the third one because we're already at the second. So that's one thing that we know by fact, that this would be the third version of this report. Whether or not it is a final or another interim is a decision we don't have to make yet.
Okay, we have Jenny and then Alan. Jenny, please go ahead.
Thank you. Very good. I appreciate what Evan and Sandra did. We have to bear in mind that we are waiting for feedback from the board after the receipt of our second master report, and that we have to finish addressing all the items of our charter, existing charter. If the board asks us other missions, other work, we have to include them in a new charter, and we have to address all the items of the charter. We have also, as Evan said, to see what has to be done for some parts of the second master report, and I think I want to have Evan to tell me how I can, for example, tell him this part have to be addressed. Because now we have a text, we have a wiki text, and we have comments. Shall I put comments or send email or how to do?
Rafiq, am I okay to talk? Like I say, I don't have Adobe Connect, so I don't know if anyone else is in the queue.
Yes, and we have Alan also who want to comment.
Alan, did you want to go first?
No, go. Let's continue this discussion.
Okay. To Jenny, this is exactly what we'd like to have happen. This is not a Sintra and Evan project. This has to be something that the whole working group takes ownership of. And to that end, like I say, the first part of it is not to make the fixes, but to identify those parts that need fixing. So what I'm hoping is that people within the working group will have editing privileges within the wiki, that will look at the document and literally highlight in red those parts of the document that are either unclear or insufficiently detailed, the parts that need work. I'm hoping that there will be chunks of the milestone report that will not require a whole lot of work because I'm so much aware of those parts that do. So I'm trying to find out from the working group what parts need clarification, detail, and extrapolation, and which ones do not. So it's my hope to Jenny that you and other members of the working group will go in to the wiki, highlight parts of MR2 that are in the document right now, highlight them in red, and at the bottom make notes of what's wrong. And then the intention is once we've had everyone had a look and indicating what needs to be fixed, then we go in and divvy up the work of how to fix it. That's the intent. If the working group doesn't want to proceed that way, that's okay too, but this is the initial plan that Sintra and I had set out.
Okay,
Evan pointed out that we didn't plan to have a second milestone. We planned to have a final report. Clearly, that didn't work. I think the main reason it didn't work is we didn't have a good time schedule and timeline that we followed as we went along the way. Tijani is right. We're hoping for comments from the board. We may not get them. As I've said before, I don't think we're going to get any formal comments. We may get some informal ones in Singapore. I think we should be prepared in Singapore to flesh out some of the more controversial issues that we've been talking about. And I'm not talking about in a report, but we're going to be having some meetings and opportunities. I think we need to be able to do that by Singapore, which gives us another 2 weeks, maybe. And then we need to lay out a timeline. Assuming in Singapore the new GTLD process is either not launched or is launched with some reference to this, that we will have a timeline at that point of when we have to give a final report out, and then we work to it. I think that's going to require some diligent leadership and control to do that, but I think that's what we're going to have to do. Thank you.
I have a response for Alan.
Yes, Evan, please go.
Okay, two things. One of which, Alan, you're right, there may not be any official comment by the board, but obviously we have already received formal interest from one board member, that is Katim. So obviously there are issues that at least some board members want to express to us. And there is also reason to believe that there will be explicit reference to the JAS in statements by the Government Advisory Committee, both in public comments and in its private deliberations with the board. So this is also the kind of input that we need to find out.
Yeah,
I would also make a request to the chairs of this working group that given the fact that we know that we are being discussed at the board level and at the GAC level, and there are a lot of expectations that are going to be made in this working group. I'm going to request of the chairs that you try and get us some more extra staff support for issues such as doing some of the detail writing and helping us to expedite this. I think we're at the point where we have we're going to need some extra resources to do some of the investigation that we need to do to be able to do some of the detail, more legalish components of this that don't exist in the report right now but will be required in a final one. We're going to need some extra help that goes beyond the volunteers that are here. We saw the pace that we'd been working at between the San Francisco meeting and now. That pace may or may not be sufficient for what's going to be required going forward. And it's just my personal suggestion that I would like the chairs of this working group to make a request for additional staff support.
Okay. Evan, I understand the request.
Rafiq, this is Carla.
Okay, you can comment. I will reply later. Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to know that they want additional to me.
Yes,
is that what Evan is asking?
Yeah, I think with the specific...
Carla, either an additional to you or more of your time allocated to this, one or the other.
That's why I was going to ask if my understanding, Evan, that you want some other expertise so that we can really expedite our work. So maybe if there is that request, we need to...
For instance, there's people like Alain that have joined this group that have specific expertise in this area, and also in terms of the kind of mechanics, the kind of metrics that we're going to be talking about, the difficult decisions of how are the mechanics done to determine who has need, how to put in the mechanics in place to prevent gaming. some of these, I dare say, may go beyond the skills of the people in this call. And having some expertise that is made available to us is going to help us, and it's going to help ICANN get the kind of report they expect out of us.
Okay. Carla, do you have any further comment? Or?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay, so we have Carlton, and then Carlton, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafi. Carlton Samuels here. Two small things. First, with respect to endorsement by board or GEC, I take the tack of Alan has suggested we will not have an official one. We will, however, be able to pick up a sense of what some board members, and they might give us a sense of what others are saying in those organizations. I suggest that we endorse the call inviting Katim and other interested board members to join us either next week on one call or the following week. And we might put those questions to those that show up at that call. That will give us some indicators for work that might have to happen in Singapore. So there is a methodology by which we can glean some additional information and thereby get some guidance about what's happening in Singapore. You will notice that we have proposed a set of things for the Singapore meeting and a format. Those of you who've seen it might wish to make some comments on it to see whether or not it's appropriate in terms of what we are suggesting for Singapore, and whether or not the topics that would come up for scrutiny at Singapore would be relevant after the meeting with the board people. We don't know, but that is subject to change. So that's about the meeting. The other thing about staff support, one of the struggles that I have is that as volunteers, we take on this very heavy task. And to me, it requires even getting information about, some of the processes that an organization such as ICANN would have in place, and information about the fee structure and all that has been difficult. And I have not seen any real move to provide those kinds of support. Yes, I am for asking for additional support. I'm not thinking additional in terms of call, but what I'm thinking about is additional in terms of providing information when it is requested. It seems to me that this is where staff support is required more than anything else. Just responding to requests for information or requests for data would go a long way to helping us mull over what we need to. I am not so sure that we are going to get further in this, because it seems to be that some of these things are highly guarded secrets. I mean, the breakdown of the fee structure, for example, that has been asked for as long as I've been on this working group, and it has not surfaced. So I think I endorse asking, but I'm suggesting that we ask very specifically, and I'm willing to put my time on the line by saying these are the specific areas where we need staff support and information from staff. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlton. Eric, please go ahead. Eric?
Thank you. This is Eric Werner Williams. Rafiq, I've entered my concurrence in the chat with Evan's point that I concur that we have additional staffing needs for identified tasks. He mentioned legal, and I'm thinking that
501c3 formation is certainly a specific legal task that needs to be undertaken. If we're to progress from text shepherding activities to implementation steps, and I think we do need to proceed to implementation steps in addition to the mysteries that remain, as Carlton's just pointed out. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric. Carlton, do you want to comment on your hand is right?
No, I'm sorry about that, Rafiq. I'm lowering my hand.
Okay, just remember something. You asked it if we can invite some board members to join our conf code. I think that we have some who are as observers, so I think it makes sense that they can join one of our conf code. It's not, I'm not talking about that meeting between board and GAG and JAT working group, but it's those observers in our mailing list can join the call anyway. But we can invite them if we think that it's needed. Alan, please go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with the intent of Eric's message on the chat and what he just said. I disagree strongly with the example he gave because I think that's a good example of what we shouldn't be doing. This group does not need to tell ICANN how to form a foundation. There are plenty of people around and lawyers probably already on their staff who can give them the details of that. That's not our job. Our job is to specify things at a much higher level, I believe, as to what we would want some ICANN-related foundation to do, not how to form it or exactly how to fund it. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Carla?
Yes, I just want to clarify one thing. Requests are made to staff by me, and the reason why they are being delayed is because staff is extremely busy with publications that happen this week, hopefully this week, with the next iteration of the applicant guidebook. I believe that next week it will be easier for people just to get to what needed to be provided. I requested a detailed breakdown of the cost associated with the new GTOD program. In addition of what was published, there was a budget paper published some time ago, so I asked for something in addition to that, which needs to be prepared. So I think that I just want to clarify that it's not an issue of non-action or not an issue of unwillingness, but it is an issue of, you know, having the availability of people to do that because of the short term and board meetings and GAC extraordinary meetings. I'm not making excuse for staff. I'm just saying that even if you add on my side or you replace me if you want, you know, you still have on the other side of ICANN a lot of scheduling issue, a lot of, you know, time issue for doing things. Thank you.
I want to clarify. I don't think that people ask to replace you or blaming you, but I think my understanding that maybe for some task, specific task, maybe it's possible that we may need some additional stuff. But I do think that you participated. You are a key player here in this working group from the staff side, and I don't think that anybody here in the working group is undermining that.
Rafiq, this is Evan. I want to agree with that. Carla, this is in absolutely, I want to make this clear, this is in absolutely no way a personal comment on your role here or the quality of the time you've given. What I'm saying is that the allocation of staff time to us is going to need to ramp up substantially and is going to require some certain kinds of expertise for us to be able to produce the kind of output that I believe the community is going to expect of us. Do not for a moment take this as any kind of a comment, of a negative comment on the nature or the quality of the work you've put in, at least from my point of view.
Carla, you want to comment?
No, thank you.
Andrew, please go ahead.
Thanks, Rafiq. This is Andrew. The three points that are out there, first of all, I'd like to agree with everybody else. Carla, we're very appreciative of the time that you've given and of your steadfastness throughout this. This has been quite a long process, and we know you put a lot of work in. So please, no matter what, don't take that as anything other than our appreciation. That said, I do agree with Evan. If we're going to do the additional things that we are being called upon to do to create additional precision, I think we need more hands-on. Some of that may be specialist help in areas. To Alan's point, if I can't have somebody on staff that knows enough to help set up a 501c3 and whatever form we end up recommending, that's great. We still need that person's time. If not, we need somebody else's time, because I think that the point that Evan was making was that we just are kind of out of bandwidth and partly to the edge of our expertise. So I don't think the two are in any way mutually exclusive. Carla, you mentioned that that ICANN staff is fairly stretched. We get that. We just need to try to find a way to either augment that staff or to get more of your time or something like that. The last point is about data, the one that Carlton mentioned. I do think that regardless of how stretched staff is, there do seem to be a couple of kind of underlying data points that we have been struggling without. And I'm not sure what it is that we need to do to get those, and maybe Carlton could speak more specifically to what, you know, to some of the things that are on his mind. But whatever that is, I think we're at the point where we need to get some of those data points. And if that's a staff issue or if that's an issue around our ability to get access to them, or if something more about the assumptions that we need to know, I think that would be very, very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Carla, your hand is rising. Do you want to comment?
Well, I'm sorry for that. I just forgot to lower it.
Okay. Sintra, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq, and apologies for the late join to this meeting. I can attest that Carla has really done her best in terms of trying to get input from staff on certain points. I've raised several queries on the whole cost issue, as well as the risk cost with regards to the process. But there seems to be a bit of confusion with staff. You know, I mean, instead of getting a response, I got more queries from staff on what was my purpose and what I was really trying to achieve. So I don't know if staff perceives our group as not being parallel to the DAG or just trying to basically push back that process. I don't know if there's a bit of confusion there that we can help clarify in order so that we can really work together and be on the same page. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Carla, please go ahead.
Hi, Rafiq. Sintra indeed gave some questions that I passed on to our implementation, specifically the operations team, and there were some clarification questions that they wanted to pass on, and I passed that to Sintra. I think that the implication that anything is done by staff to either minimize the importance of the work that is being done here is completely untrue. It's just a matter of people understanding about the process and understanding about the criteria. And I think that the document that was presented was not, you know, quite clear to people. You have to understand that when you talk to operations people, they are so ingrained into the details of operation that sometimes when you throw some things that, you know, seem to them not match what the process that they are doing, they will come up with questions to have a better understanding of what it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Carla. Okay.
You know, quite frankly, I am not at all bothered by asking clarification question. But I spend a lot of time to do this, and when offline, and I'm going to make a frank and full disclosure here, when offline people say we are not working because we are not addressing the issues, but when you ask questions to address some of the issues, especially some of the ones that the RSY constituencies ask, and there's no timely response, then it tends to leave the impression that there is a pushback, and that is what it is. And let's just be frank. The questions that were asked about cost are central to answering some of the niggling questions raised by the registrar constituency. The response has not been timely, and the questions, therefore, have not been answered with the clarity that some of us believe it could have been answered. Had we got more detailed information about the costs for this new DTLD process. And that's what the issue is really. It's about timeliness of response, especially when you have people beating down your door on the other side saying that we are delayed, we are delayed, we are delayed. Those things are connected. And it doesn't take more than two brain cells to see that they're connected. And it irritates me when the same persons who are saying privately that this working group has not produced are now saying and spoken about it within those same issues of costs, are having details about costs. And we are not making the connection between getting answers in a timely manner to questions that are asked. If clarifications are needed, yes, that's okay. But it would be useful to have the clarification requests sent in a timely manner. That's the issue here. And it's nothing to do with Carlo, or it has to do with the timeliness of the response. And yes, we understand that staff is swamped. As our volunteers, I have to work for a living for full days. But we cannot not understand that staff is swamped with work and not make that connection to the output of the working group. It seems to me to be counterintuitive. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlton. I think we need to move forward. I think now we raised some issues, but we need to move forward and to continue working in our requested task. So maybe if we back to more the discussion about that the third version of the report and how we will proceed and to avoid discussion about the process. Okay. If Ivan or Sintra want to make some request, specific request to the working group about if they think that there are some part that to be prioritized or how they think that we can proceed in a way that we make progress, and especially if we compare that what happened for the second milestone report, how we should really avoid the issues that happened there.
Hi, Rafiq. I sent a link to the working group yesterday with regard to our third version of the document. All the comments are pasted below, including mine, are pasted as an actual comment, my email. So it's just a matter of everybody in the working group taking a look at it and seeing if there are areas that they find vague or require further clarification or have not really captured what has been said in both charters. I'm hoping that maybe you can all take a look at it by Tuesday, our next call, and we can probably just finalize shortly thereafter. This is just a red line version, so it's a work in progress. If there are areas that we find vary with the charter and we do decide that we want to change that, that will be raised as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia. I'm just wondering if, for comment, we can, how to say, that people are going to comment the document, but if it's to make our call more productive, if you are going to discuss the document, if the people, let's say, they start sequentially to comment the document, so, and then we can move, we can really make progress and not need to go backward. So it may work or not, but it's just trying to work in a way that to do enough progress in the Singapore meeting. I'm not saying that we are going to finish for Singapore meeting, but trying to make as much progress as we can. Okay. So I don't think that we have further comment about report issues. So maybe we can have like 5 or 10 minutes about the planning for a Singapore meeting. Carlton?
Yes, Ravik.
Can you please take the lead on that about more to explain about what...
Okay, yes. The proposal was that we would have a Singapore meeting. The proposal is that it will be on a Thursday. Thursday morning before the noon hour. We are proposing that we will have it set up as we have the at-large meetings where we have a round table with people around the table from the different constituencies. We are proposing that we will tailor the agenda to focus specifically on the gritty areas that have come out in the report. Hopefully by the time we get to Singapore, we will have greater clarity on some of those areas. But the idea is that we would tailor an agenda to get further and better particulars from some of the groups, the constituencies, on areas in which they find some knotty problems. And I won't delineate them. You see them on the wiki. You see from the questions the areas that are of major concern. The idea, again, is that we will try to get some leaders, discussion leaders in these areas, and hopefully before Singapore, and based on what we see coming out of the conversations with the GAC and the board in these remaining teleconferences, will help us to zero in more focus in these areas. We had, I will just cut and paste our Senator Carla, the proposal. And see, so that you can have a look at it. Thank you, Rafik. I'll send to Carla in a minute.
Okay, we have Eric in the queue.
Eric, for this proposed meeting.
Eric, is okay?
Rafik, I asked, what is the GMT for this proposed meeting?
The time.
Thursday, 11 to 12:30. On the VIP lounge.
Is that the public meeting?
It's 2300 UTC, Eric.
Thank you very much. The purpose for asking was to determine the effect on remote participation.
Oh, you just raised something there, Eric, that I don't think we had kind of looked at in any deep way. Remote participation. Carla? Can I ask, Eric just raised the issue of remote participation. Would the time slot that we are now looking at tentatively, would that be a depressant to remote participation?
No, I have requested remote participation. I have also requested to have French and Spanish.
Okay.
Sorry, it's Alan. I'm not on my computer. What was the time in local time that we were talking about?
11 to 12:30.
11 to 12:30.
That doesn't sound like 2300 UTC. There's 8 hours difference between Singapore and UTC.
No, that would be the difference to Eastern time. So there's exactly 12 hours difference.
I know,
so,
but Eric asked UTC time.
Okay. So it'd be 11 o'clock Utica time.
Sorry, 11 o'clock Singapore time is 0300 UTC.
Thank you.
I'm not sure how we can fix that to have a suitable time for people participating by remote, but through remote participation. But
it's 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Eastern time.
I just put the proposal in the note page.
So I think Carla sent an email to the mailing list, so if people want to comment the description is possible through mailing list, but if we have also comments now, it will be really helpful, especially to work what kind of message that we want to carry and for the ICANN community. Anna, I think it's 1 hour and a half. Okay. So, any further comment about the public meeting in Singapore? Alan, are you going to leave shortly now, or are you meeting for that Singapore meeting?
No, I'm going to have to leave this meeting in a few minutes.
Okay. So I think we have just 4 minutes left. If we have any further comment about the public session in Singapore, we also will have a working group meeting. Sorry?
Rafik, I'm having some trouble raising my hand. I just want to know, is it at that meeting, not the public meeting, but the meeting with the board GAC that we'll decide our next action items, our next milestones, or is that something that we should actively discuss internally on the call now? Well, at the next call.
You mean the board GAC and CHESS working group meeting?
Yeah, because
on our page,
we really don't have any milestones set as to what dates we're really working towards.
To decide it up to our shouting organization, we don't have so much to do at our level. So
okay.
When we will have updates, so we will proceed. Andrew, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a quick question, which is, have we got a tentative agenda? Are we in the process of developing that?
No, we have an agenda. It's just a framework for the agenda. We thought that when we discussed it, the idea is that the agenda items for this meeting will look at the zero in on the knotty issues that we still have outstanding queries about. And the hope is for the next couple of weeks when we have some conversations, teleconferences, some of that will become much clearer. But the idea of the GAC board face-to-face is to deal as quickly as we can with those issues that are still outstanding so that we can move forward with more assurance that what we're doing and where we're going makes sense.
So let me see if I can paraphrase what you just said, if I'm understanding it. We have a rough idea about what we want to do, which is to zero in on the key outstanding issues, fair enough, that we're going to spend the next couple of weeks as part of our time on the phone to try to narrow down what those issues are, right?
Right. Correct.
And so to take what I think is a line from Alan's playbook, my only thought suggestion would be that we structure this meeting as to the greatest extent that we can to focus on the big picture, broader issues, and not get trapped in some of the smaller or more process-oriented issues, because I think that could eat up our time very easily. And some of the comments that are coming from commenters from whatever space are more detail-oriented, and some of them are much broader, and I think the conversation will be much more valuable if we can address the broader issues. Anyway, thanks.
I agree, Andrew. That would be my own sense of going in there. That's why you want a board. That's why you're looking at the board GAC. You're thinking of the broader, more strategic issues, not the details. Not the details. For example, the issue of funding is a broader issue. Is a broad, high-level issue that board and GAC thing. For example, the issue of eligibility for governmental bodies, a broader, wider issue that bears some interest. Those are the kinds of things that I would be interested in hearing.
Agreed?
Okay. This is Evan. Is it okay to talk?
Yes.
I think we basically have two things that we need to do. As we're near the end of the call, I really need to attract everybody in this group to have a look at that wiki page and to start giving thoughts to doing the redlining and helping us figure out what needs to be done going forward based on what we've already done. We're going to have meetings in Singapore that may change what we're doing. They may add things to the charter. They may remove things from the charter. But we still have work to do between now and then, and that is to take away the rough edges of the Milestone Report 2 that everybody knows exists. So while we're planning ahead for a Singapore meeting, I really would like to ask everybody in this group to go to the wiki page and start thinking about the changes we need to make to this document to make it more presentable to the community.
Thank you, Eva. Okay. Eric, please go ahead.
Thank you, Eric Werner-Williams. Evan, that's a very good call to task or call to work. I just want to point out that those who are going to Singapore should expect the already critical parties to use the opportunity to take a second bite at the apple, as it were, to be obstructive or offer comments which are actually advocacy points. So for those going to Singapore, I suggest you anticipate meeting with opponents, actually, not just meeting with supporters. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Okay, if there is no other further comment, okay. Any other business? Carla?
Yes. So just to make sure, one of the things that I'm pursuing is to ask Steph again for the detailed cost breakdown. So I'm following up on that. Regarding the 401 that is being discussed in the chat room, based on what is being discussed, my assumption is that what you're asking for is actually somebody from legal to talk about that, because it's not only on how to establish a 501c, you know, that's an online information, but it is the implication of establishing an entity like that parallel to ICANN, how much you can or cannot do and why. So I think
it would be, Carla.
I'm sorry?
The latter part is exactly what is the interest. What are the implications?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't need staff support just to tell us about the mechanics. That's not the intent. And by the way, I have one response to what Eric had said, and that is essentially to make a note that to Jenny, myself, Carlton, Olivier, and Cheryl, all of the members of the ALAC Executive Committee are on this call. So regardless of where the opposition comes from, please be aware that there are also some very, very fervent supporters of it who will not back down.
Hear, hear.
Thanks for speaking for me on my behalf, Evan. No, I seriously mean it.
So, we have Sifa in the queue. It's up and go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. I'm not sure if Carlo is finished, but I just want to mention that the cost is the 185K cost, as well as the risk contingency cost, as well as the ongoing operations cost. It's those three types of costs that we need clarification on. Thank you.
Dana, do you want to comment on that? Dana? You there? No?
Hi, there's noise. Are you saying my name, Carla?
Yeah, I asked it to you if you want to comment on what Sintra said.
No.
Not too much noise. Okay. I think that there is no any further comment. Maybe yes, maybe no. But okay. So, thank you everybody for joining today's call, and this call is adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks
a lot.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Ricardo.
Gisela?